time I was here was 2 years ago. And then I was quite heavily pregnant with our now son, who's coming up for 2 years old, Nathan. And as you can imagine, our lives have changed quite considerably since then. And I've noticed that there's been some changes in your life as a church family. So it's fantastic to see lots of old faces and to meet lots of new faces too. So thank you for your continued support for Christian Aid as a charity. And thank you particularly to Claire and Greg for all the work that they are doing to support you as a congregation, to support us. We really appreciate it. And you've just invited me back here today to share a bit more information about our work on the ground and how our collective involvement in that work, whether it's as an employee like me, a volunteer, or as someone eating a bacon sandwich on a Sunday morning, can be an important part of our shared Christian journey together. So the first reading we heard this morning in Acts, we see the disciples in the early church eager to bring their leadership team back up to full strength after Judas, the rebel, as we heard, has lost his way. And they wanted someone who had seen the risen Lord with their own eyes from the time of his baptism right up to the time of his miraculous resurrection. And they wanted this person to be a witness to the good news to the people of Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, and to the ends of the earth. But what does it mean to be a witness today? Unlike Joseph and Matthias, who were being considered, we were not there at Jesus' baptism or his resurrection. But through what we read in the Bible, through the testimony we hear from others, and from the conviction in our hearts by the Holy Spirit, we do know that resurrection truth, hope, and joy to be a real thing in our lives. So in theory, being a witness should be easy. Am I right? We know the truth, so we just have to bear witness to that truth to anyone and everyone all the time, carrying on that transforming work of Jesus himself. Well, maybe not so fast. In the second reading we heard from John's Gospel, Jesus, through prayer, was expressing his concern for the disciples, knowing the challenges that they would face after he's gone. Jesus prays for them, saying, "I pray for them. I'm not praying for the world, but I'm praying for those you have given me, for they are yours." Now, why doesn't Jesus pray for the world? After all, God so loved the world that he gave them his only son. But here we see Jesus praying for the disciples because he knows the enormity of that mission that lies ahead of them. And to us today, this mission in his world. He knew that bearing witness might mean some to be persecuted, imprisoned, tortured, or even killed. He knew that bearing witness would require us to live in the hope and joy of that resurrection, even when we're experiencing loss or pain or sadness in our own personal lives. It would mean believing and acting for God's justice in the midst of poverty or injustice, or when we feel powerless to act. It would mean risking the loss of dignity, the loss of friends, the loss of time. But because of that witness, and because of the witness of countless others over generations and generations, we now today can hope for life and life in all its fullness for ourselves. What a gift that is. Certainly a gift worth sharing. So bearing witness is at the heart of what Christian Aid Week is all about. Last time I was here, I'd just been to Iraq, where I met some of the people who'd been fleeing from ISIS in that country or from the war in Syria, living in refugee camps. I was able to, by sharing their stories, to bear witness to their suffering, but also to bear witness of the practical ways that Christian Aid's partners were able to help them, and of the faith and hope that they had in that difficult place. Today, I want to share a different story with you. There's a story of a woman called Vilia, who lives in Haiti, and whose home and family were devastated by the earthquake that hit that country in 2010. It's an amazing story of the transforming power of love in one person and then in a whole community. But Vilia can tell that story much better than I can. So hopefully through the wonders of modern technology, we've got a film that will let her to tell that story now.
Anything a man can do, with my strength, I can do it. He uses a pick, so can I. The man throws his hoe, I can too. He is digging a hole, I can dig it. I have the strength to be both woman and man. Because I am alone, I have to fight to stay alive. I'm alone, so I fight to stay alive. Lekai, Haiti, 200 kilometers southwest of Port-au-Prince. My mother was a very strong woman. She used to farm the land. She paid for my schooling and I made it to fifth grade. When I was in sixth grade, she ran out of money and I had to drop out. Every time I think about that day, January 12th, I feel incredible pain. I lost my mom. I never saw her again. I was living in Port-au-Prince. On that morning, I took to the streets, to the market. I was selling and selling. Everyone in the street started running. Way post was falling down, electricity cables falling, houses crumbling. I'm walking over people. People are dying. When I arrived where I lived, I didn't know which way to go, left or right. Jesus, why is this happening to me? Where's my mom? I didn't find her. I don't know how she died. I don't know where she is. This hurts me so much. After 3 days, I ran into one of my cousins. She said, we're leaving for Lekai. She paid my fare and we came here. When I arrived at Lekai, it was good for me because that's when I met Coral and Christian Ed. Coral chose me because I was displaced. My house had fallen into disrepair. When it rained, we'd get wet. Coral made an assessment. They couldn't repair my house and offered to build a new one. Twenty-four Rara bands all got together and threw a massive party to celebrate all the houses that were built. And that's when they handed us the keys. I love my house so much. I'm crazy about my house. On 4 October 2016, they announced a hurricane is coming. Everyone went to bed. I heard chaos outside. A young woman came for shelter. I asked her, where is your father? She said, he was with me, but the wind blew him away. People came. Then one last person showed up. He told me, you're the only one with a house left. I would have died. If I didn't have this house, I would have died. 54 people ended up in my house. I formed a chain of solidarity so that we could eat together, share with each other, sleep together, just until they could return home or find shelter. Villiers' old house was destroyed by the hurricane. The ruin stands alongside her Christian Aid house, one of the few in the area that survived. To this day, there are still people who haven't found a place to stay. They don't have the means, they don't have the capacity, they don't have the strength. I pray, my God, the country is in your hands. We ask that you give us strength in Haiti, or at any given moment we might have a hurricane. We have children and we don't know what to do. To the people overseas, Lord, please give them strength and courage, oh dear Lord. Place compassion in their hearts, oh Lord. Our livestock has gone, our fields destroyed, the country is mourning. You can guide us, you can protect us, and we know with your faith, with our strength, with courage, we will be able to find what we are looking for. That is how we pray to you, in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. In Villiers region, Hurricane Matthew killed 264 people, many of them trapped beneath the rubble of collapsed homes. Without the support of people like you, many more would have died. Will you help more people like Villiers survive the storms? Give them a strong, safe home and a fighting chance. Please donate this Christian Aid Week.
What a great lady Villiers is, and what a fantastic story that is. And it's a story that's made possible by people from across God's family, people like you and me, coming together to put our faith into action and to be a witness to Christ's love in the world. That is what Jesus was praying for his followers to do. Kingdom builders are people from all walks of life. Some of you may know the band The Rend Collective. I went to see them on Friday night, and they were singing their song, Build Your Kingdom Here. And what they were saying was, don't build your kingdom here while we're singing. Build your kingdom out there when all of us go out into the world. And that is what we can do, partly through our walk with Christian Aid. Whether it's through house-to-house collections, or sponsored walks and church collections, big brekkies, ab sales, or quiz nights, together we can raise vital money to support our poorest brothers and sisters around the world. And we can pray and act for justice in a way that witnesses at the heart of our community. In turn, the partner organisations that Christian Aid supports across the world, like Corral, can make a tangible difference to the lives of different people. Corral were able to build 700 homes for survivors of the earthquake in Haiti, giving hope to people who had lost everything. These homes were strong and built to last, so that as we saw when the hurricane came, Villiers and others like her were able to open up their homes and to bless their wider friends and the local community. It's stories like this that make me feel really excited to be part of God's family. And it makes me proud to work for an organisation like Christian Aid. I know at the moment charities, particularly those working in Haiti, are coming under fire. But I'm really proud that our work is done through local organisations, local Christians, who are helping their own communities to make a lasting change and to support people in a way that then empowers them to help others, spreading God's love. I was really moved by the powerful prayer that Villiers prayed at the end of that film. And so I want to pray for all of us this morning that we will have the courage that she spoke about to bear witness to God's unconditional love in all the ways we go about our lives this week. I pray that we'll have the courage to stand up in solidarity with our brothers and sisters who are in need and to our neighbours near and far whoever they are. In Jesus' name, amen.